This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of God's gracious gifts to the human family is our ability to remember. After living for almost 79 years and preaching the gospel for more than 61 years, I have an abundance of memories. I remember the sacrifices my parents made for the 12 Claiborne children. I remember the great teachers I have been privileged to know. I remember the churches where Molly and I labored during our more than 53 years of marriage. And I remember her almost every hour of every day. Remembering her fills my heart with gratitude and joy, but also with grief that she has departed this life to be with her Lord. But how impoverished I would be without those memories. As the Israelites were making preparation to enter the land God had promised to their fathers, the Lord exhorted them, "And you shall remember all the way the Lord your God led you through these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you, to prove you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no." Deuteronomy 8:2. In almost every one of the Old Testament books, God challenged his people to remember. Perhaps the best-known passage using the word remember is the following. "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, and the years draw near, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them." Ecclesiastes 12:1. Sometimes the word remember was used of past events, such as God's leading the Israelites from Egyptian bondage. Sometimes it was used of current events that God wanted them to remember in the future. In our text from Deuteronomy, God urged his people to remember what he had done for them in leading them out of Egyptian bondage to freedom in the land of Canaan. Incidentally, the adults, except for Caleb and Joshua, who were in the Exodus, had already died in the wilderness. Some of the young people who were actually involved in the departure could remember the mighty miracles God had performed to make way for the Exodus. But those who were too young to remember, or those who were born after the Exodus, were to be taught about God's goodness in delivering the Israelites from the oppression in Egypt. No event in Israel's history was a greater demonstration of God's love for his people than the Exodus. It was a central fact in the history of the Israelite people. God explained some of the purposes for his keeping the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years. It was to humble them. The Jews may have thought they deserved credit for freeing themselves from Egyptian bondage. Was it their own strength and wisdom that led to their freedom? Their stay in the wilderness should have convinced them that God was in control. Of this we can be absolutely sure. The Jews would still be in bondage had they depended on their own resources. God performed miracle after miracle to convince Pharaoh to let his people go. It was by the grace of God that Israel left Egypt and survived through that great and terrible wilderness. The experience in the wilderness was God's way of proving the Israelites to know what was in their hearts. The English Standard Version uses the word testing instead of the word proving. The wilderness was a forbidding place, but it enabled God to know what was in the hearts of the Jewish people. God wanted to know if the people would keep his commandments. Tragically, many of God's people had to be destroyed because of their rebellion. Paul outlines some of the events from their wilderness experience. "Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents." 1 Corinthians 10:8-9. We need to remember these powerful examples from the Old Testament. They will help us to avoid making the same blunders that the Israelite people made. God wants us to be faithful and has provided not only the instructions for being faithful, but also these wonderful examples. Thank you for listening today, and may our Heavenly Father continue to bless and keep you.